Final hour of the week here on Game Time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and the 1620 The Zone mobile app. I'm Corey Lathrop, filling in for Nick Baugh today. So Super Bowl 52 coming up on Sunday, Pats and Eagles. I got the Patriots winning a different kind of Super Bowl than the one we've been used to seeing them play. In the this is now going to be their eighth Super Bowl. So it's kind of hashtag blessed to be rooting for a team where I can say, well, the trend of New England in a Super Bowl. They've played in enough of them that there's trends now. It's pretty great. They're doing some good things. But each and every Super Bowl that they've been in with, I mean, I know the Eagles Super Bowl was a three-point game, but watching that game, it didn't have high drama. There wasn't a bunch of theatrics with that game back in 2005. It wasn't that great. It wasn't that dramatic of a game. But the other ones, the Rams Super Bowl clearly coming down to a last-second kick, the game against Carolina, last-second kick. You had the two Giants games where the Patriots lost. Had high drama in them. Seattle not running Marshawn Lynch at the goal line. And then, of course, last year, Tom Brady and the Patriots coming back from 25 points down to win the game in overtime. So each almost every single one of these Super Bowls that the Patriots have been in have been a little bit weird. They've been extremely close. You've had confusing play calls on the other side. But this Super Bowl, as we've gotten closer and closer and closer to the game, I get the vibe that the Patriots are gonna not handle Philly easily, because I think they present some interesting things that's gonna give New England some problems. Certainly, being able to get a pass rush with their front four is an advantage for Philly. And maybe it's a simplistic way of looking at the game, but I can't see with the quarterback and coach matchup on the field on Sunday, I can't see Nick Foles winning a quarterback duel against Tom Brady. And I can't see Doug Peterson winning a chess match with Bill Belichick. I can't see it. And I know that there's other aspects of the game that are going to play a part in this, but the two most important aspects of the game, the quarterback and the head coaches, the advantage is New England by a mile. So again, maybe a little simplistic. Maybe it sounds like not a lot of thought goes into that, but I think at the end of the day, football is a pretty simple game, and if you've got a decided advantage at the head coach and the quarterback, that's the way I'm gonna lean almost every single game. Almost it's 7 days away, 7 days a week. I'm gonna lean with the team that's got the better coach and that's got the better quarterback. But another weird aspect of this game that makes it different than previous Super Bowls is that there doesn't seem to be a lot of stakes to this game. You know what I mean? Like, in my opinion, if the Patriots win on Sunday, all they're going to be doing is lapping the field. I think they're already the greatest dynasty in football. Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback in NFL history, and Bill Belichick is the greatest coach in NFL history. They add a sixth Super Bowl to their resume. They're just taking another lap around the field. I thought these things were true before last year's Super Bowl win against Atlanta. I thought that was one lap around the field. They win again on Sunday. I think it's yet another lap around the field. So in turn, if the Eagles do end up winning the Super Bowl, I don't think that this in you're going to hear the hot takes if the Patriots do lose. I don't think there's anything that's going to be done to the Patriots' legacy, to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick's legacy, if the Eagles end up winning on Sunday. I don't. The Patriots have done too much to have one game be the deciding factor on what their legacy is. I don't think it's going to take one. I don't think it's going to take 1 ounce of a hit if the Patriots do lose. Then you look at, on the other side, you look at, for Philly, perhaps the stakes in this game, if Philly does win, maybe they become the next team in line that could, because their roster is terrific. They arguably have the best roster in football. And they're without their starting quarterback. If they beat New England on Sunday, maybe the Eagles go on a little bit of a run. They've been that team, and I mean, we're going back 10-plus years now. But back in the early 2000s, under Andy Reid, they're always that team that was so close but couldn't quite get over the hump. And they've been to the playoffs a few times since they lost to the Patriots in the Super Bowl back in 2005. But they've just never been able to take that next step and actually win the Super Bowl. They've been close, can't quite get there though. Maybe this game on Sunday reverses their fortunes a little bit. I mean, I think if anybody's legacy is going to take a few, like for example, if Nick Foles wins the Super Bowl, does he enter any different discussion than he's already in? I mean, a little bit, just because that comes with winning the Super Bowl, but it's not like Nick Foles is going to magically be a part of a completely different discussion if he wins the Super Bowl on Sunday. Because next year's going to roll around, Carson Wentz is going to be healthy, and he's going to be the starting quarterback again. And perhaps another team takes a shot at Nick Foles once again and he leaves Philly. I think if the Eagles win on Sunday, Nick Foles' legacy is going to be one of, you know, Trent Dilfer or Brad Johnson in Tampa Bay. He's going to be that guy that was the quarterback of a team that had a phenomenal defense and did just enough to win the Super Bowl. And that's not a knock on Nick Foles. I just don't think that he's going to enter any different discussion if he wins on Sunday. But Jeff Lurie, the owner of the Eagles, I think if we're talking legacy, maybe he's the one that's got the most to gain on the Philly side of things. Because what he did with Philadelphia's roster was incredible. You know, recovering from all of the cuts that Chip Kelly made before he left Philly. He left that roster in pretty bad shape, and the recovery that Jeff Lurie and the Eagles have been able to have has been incredible. So maybe a title under Lurie's belt would add to his legacy, and maybe he has the most to gain on the Philly side of things. But boy, it's hard to remember a Super Bowl where, like, legacy wasn't a huge discussion, at least in my opinion. Last year, you had, I mean, getting to that fifth Super Bowl, that it's rarefied air for a coach and a quarterback to get a fifth Super Bowl win. A lot of legacy was on the line for New England. Year before that, I mean, Peyton Manning was statistically the worst quarterback in football, but, you know, I mean, ending your career with a Super Bowl win, that's stuff that's not going to be forgotten. And I just think you go down the line, there's going to be an aspect of, okay, whose legacy is on the line in this game? This Super Bowl, it just feels different, and maybe I'm completely alone on that. I just don't think there's a ton on the line in this Super Bowl. As far as legacy, clearly there's things on the line because we're talking about an NFL title. A championship. But I just don't think there's going to be, like, lasting stories that are bred from Sunday's Super Bowl. And to me, that makes it a little bit different than some of the previous games that we've seen. But I'm on the record. I think the Patriots, at the end, I think it's going to be close, back and forth, early. But I think at the end of the day, give me the better coach. Give me the better quarterback. I got New England winning 31-21. Let's take a break. And it is Friday. That means we got to get our Schick fix. Matt Schick, ESPNU, joins me next here on Game Time, 1620 The Zone.